long range. Me and the team on the same plane. Stay down, never switched up. Only thing changed was the game. I'm in the zone now. Nothing can change what we on now. When I pull up, know it's going down. Foot on the gas, ain't no slowing down. What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Clydesdale Media Roundtable, presented by Thick Boy Apparel. Make sure you check out all the cool stuff at thickboy.fit. They've got some really cool shirts, and hopefully super soon we will have Clydesdale Media merch available on that website. So as soon as I get word, I will let you all know.
Hey, that opening song.
Yeah.
Who is it? Don't
say. It is royalty free. So Okay. Yeah, it's not like a famous.
Okay, good.
Why is that?
Because it sounds like, what'd you say?
They're famous early now.
Well, it sounds like somebody, and I didn't like that somebody, but I liked that song, so we're good.
Yeah, I'll look it up offline, and I'll tell you who it actually is.
Okay.
But it's nobody you had heard of.
Okay.
Yeah, I subscribe to a royalty-free music site to download all that stuff for different things we do. Jake Chapman says, sounds like Black Skinhead. Never even heard of that. So
it's a Kanye West song.
That's exactly what I thought. It does sound like it.
I can guarantee you it is not Kanye West.
Okay. Well, then I feel much better, but it does remind me of that every time. And I'm not a Kanye fan. So
Kanye would charge us to play his song as our intro.
Yeah. Plus I'm too wrapped up in this beef right now between Drake and Kendrick. So
I subscribe to this record subscription service from Interscope, and they send like new versions of albums every month. So like one was like a Blink 182 album from back in the 90s that they juiced up and added stuff to and all this stuff. But today I got the Real Slim Shady bonus edition, and it is fire. So good. But oh my gosh, does Eminem look so young on the cover of the album?
Right. Because
that was like, that was the beginning.
That was blonde hair.
It was bright blonde. Yeah. But so good. Like, man, he came out swinging.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of coming out swinging, did you watch the roast?
I did not yet.
I need you to.
I've seen several clips from like social media.
Yeah.
But I have not, some of them are pretty brutal.
Yeah, but it was pretty entertaining.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out.
I mean, and Gronk did, I mean, he was awesome, and he went off script a lot of times, but he plays into the role that he's this dumb jock, right? He plays into it, but it was good. The Tom Brady roast on live on Netflix.
Yeah, Tom Brady got roasted. I think of the clips I've seen, Gronk got as much roasting as Tom Brady did.
I mean, he did get some roasting, but yeah, it was pretty entertaining.
Is it like 3 hours long?
Yeah, 3 hours.
Oh,
okay. Sorry, Jake.
When am I going to squeeze that in?
I don't know.
Did you guys see my big win last week?
Which one?
Coffee pods and wads around the world.
Yeah, I did.
Bringing home the W?
Yeah.
That's what we do. We eat W's.
Now I have to go back in like another week if Peter's wife doesn't have a baby, or 2 weeks if she does. To see if I move on to the next round.
Okay.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
So what are you guys up to these days at the Shred?
Well,
I heard a rumor that the People's Champ started another program.
He did.
That's right. Well, I saw my man Corey getting away from me, so I had to dip into his bag. Start a little endurance.
What day are you on?
5. And okay. I want to die.
Today we did Isabel.
Isabel.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
It wasn't as fun. I love that, Jake, the shred quarters. I'm going to use that. It wasn't as fun as I was hoping. I did not PR. In fact, it was one of my worst times, minus from like when I first started. But I did it. But it was, so yesterday we did Murph prep and I literally, we basically did 3/4 of Murph and I trained with a 20-pound vest. And so like I was depleted just like all day yesterday. And so I came in today, like I thought I felt good, but my score showed that I was not quite recovered.
Charlie, you do Elizabeth today? Isabel?
I did. I don't think I've ever done it before, so.
I've done it like, yeah, 6 or 7 times.
Nice little test.
Wow. Corey responds to your day 5. Your 5? Color me impressed.
Alleged 5. I have seen no proof.
Coming for you. You saw the programming. It's not for the faint.
Jake asks, which letter wouldn't you eat? That would be P for me.
Correct.
Not eating P. So, sorry. Joke came to my head. I had to get it out.
Here's my fun would you rather that we talked about today. When I coach, I like to throw out a would you rather.
D's right too.
D. Okay, here it is. Would you rather tandem jump out of a plane or base jump?
Tandem jump out of a plane.
Same, 100%.
I've bungee jumped before, and I figure it would be similar-ish.
You've bungee jumped before? Like off of a bridge or off of what?
It was a crane-like thing.
Okay.
It was brought into an amusement park. It was like a crane holding a basket.
Oh, that's like the literal most dangerous thing you could probably do.
Yeah.
Just wheeled it in. And
I was really young.
At the county fair.
Yeah, I was in my 20s. I probably wouldn't do the same setup today.
Okay. Yeah. But I feel like a plane you have, I feel like it's much safer because there's probably a better chance of, you know, if you're a little bit late on pulling the parachute on the base jump, there's not much room for error versus plane.
And there's an object you're jumping off of that doesn't go away. And like my luck is there'd be like a quick downwind and all of a sudden I'm tumbling down like Tommy Boy down the mountainside.
Corey, I think you cray.
What's at the bottom of this base?
The ground. No water. Hmm. Like you're jumping off a cliff.
If there's a car down there. If you watch Crank like I did the other day, Mr. Jason Statham, somehow he survives falling out of a plane. Hmm. It's fantastic.
Because it's Jason Statham.
Well, yes.
That's your answer.
Because I didn't know they made a Crank 2, and I didn't know how they did it, but they did, and they showed. He survived.
Jake, I'll answer these. I would rather have tiny potatoes for toes. And... would you rather have to sprinkle dried up bird poo?
I'll take that one. I would rather sniff dog poo than eat bird poo.
But if it's dried up bird poo, I don't think you'll really taste it. But if
I still know what it is.
But if you smell dog poop, you ain't eating it. You're no way. Okay. No.
So Amy wants potatoes.
Potatoes. I do.
eat poop or smell poop is basically what the difference is.
Yeah. I would rather smell than eat.
Yeah.
Listen, I think if you sprinkled on dried up bird poo onto something, you could like mix it around.
Who would eat?
I don't know. Or maybe, Charlie, maybe this is the plan that I have to get hot again. If hot I just again? Need to go just
eat bird poo?
Yeah, if I just go and smell Murph's poo, then I won't want to eat.
Hot again?
Charlie and I are talking about it. I got to tell you about this conversation because it was really funny. All right, so we were talking over the weekend. I was like, all right, seriously. Because I went out of town for the weekend and had a fun date. And I was like, I need to get hot again. And then my next line back was, but I want to still be a hippie. So only when I want to feel hot again. So a hot hippie.
Just shave the armpit every other day.
I'm going for hot hippie.
Hoppy hippie, happy, whatever. Hot, happy hippie hot. Summer for Amy.
Yeah.
Hot happy hippie summer.
Hot hippie summer.
Yeah. So I don't even know where we're going today, but
I don't either. Why are we here? To talk about fun stuff.
Yeah. Do you guys see that Wodapalooza announced the format for their California?
No.
Their California Wodapalooza? The main event will be North America versus the world. Two 8-person teams, 4 men, 4 women.
Okay.
No. So does North America include Canada?
Yes. So it is North America, the continent, Mexico,
gotcha.
US, Canada versus the entire world.
Australia's going
to
win.
No. I mean,
it just all depends on who gets invited.
Right. And who that soon after the games is willing to. But the cool thing about this team thing is not all members of the team will be competing in every event. There's like a captain versus captain event. There is a spotlight event where you pick one from each team to do it. There is like a games event where it's 3 versus 3. There's a lot of different ways. But I think it's pretty interesting. And I think it's cool because what was that, Charlie?
Similar to what they used to do.
Like
the international. Yeah.
I think it's that with a little more rules and a little more structure and probably a couple day event where the invitational was like, what, 2 hours?
Mm.
Yeah.
But I miss it. Like, I remember like people coming over to my house, us smoking meat and like watching the invitational for 2 hours.
I'm sorry. You said smoking what? Oh, meat.
Meat.
I was back on the hippie thing. Sorry. Yeah.
And I remember how much of fun it was to watch that and to cheer on the different countries. But man, think about like Canada. Like they've almost swept a lot of major events in the last couple of years on the men's side. And then you add like an Emma Lawson, a Carolyn Privo, are we gonna get many US athletes on the team anyway?
Hmm. Yeah. Well, this will be exciting. When is it?
So it is like September.
Okay.
So it's pretty like the month after the games. It's going to be on the beach in California. It's a famous beach in LA, South LA.
Laguna.
Muscle Beach.
Nope. Can't remember off the top of my head, but yeah. So they're going to try to bring that Wodapalooza feel to California, where they're doing it right on the water. If Wad Zombie was in the chat, he'd know exactly where, because he's been dying for this event for like a year now.
Coronado.
Huntington. Huntington Beach. That's it.
Got it.
Lex has it. Huntington Beach. That's it. Yeah. I've only ever been to California one time, so not aware of everything there. So
are you making the trip to any semis?
I just found out yesterday that I was approved.
Oh, okay.
That gives me like what, 2 weeks to figure out. So I don't know. It's going to be, can I get anything affordable anywhere?
Sure.
The best chance is Knoxville, because I can drive there.
Yeah.
But if not, we'll cover it from here.
Yeah.
All the people I've been interviewing, I'm setting them up to come on the show during the weekend to talk about it, so we can cover it from here.
Mm-hmm.
That weekend. So Lex, you talking about the Wadapalooza weekend? That will be so expensive. And also trying to get a flight to California with 2 weeks notice is that, I think that's probably going to be impossible.
Yeah. That's going to eat up just a lot of time for travel. I mean,
yeah. Well, last year when I went to Pasadena, I took the night flight back just to save time.
Was that one of the times you left your phone on the plane, or?
I did not leave my phone on the plane.
You have
that time. But I flew the overnight back to Columbus through Chicago, which is never a fun transfer. And the person in front of me laid their seat back, so I had like that much space.
Yeah.
To try to sleep overnight. It was rough.
Ugh.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm not putting a lot of pressure on it this year.
Mm-hmm.
This was a weird year anyway, so.
Yeah, there was.
It
was a weird season. Early.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
We have H group semifinals this week.
Yeah.
Starting tomorrow. No workouts released yet. Maybe they'll get leaked overnight. Who knows?
Yeah. You think there's going to be some changes about requirements for video submission or is that too soon to?
The only thing I hope they do is lean into it more.
Yeah. What I was saying is I noticed that this year they were more open to like you being able to like move around with the camera to make sure like set up, like there was no floor plan for that. And so I'm wondering like, is it already set in motion that it's too late to kind of create these floor plans, or if they're going to kind of roll with it again this year or continue to roll with it this year?
So let me throw a question back at you. Why does it have to be the same for all the events?
I don't think it does. Right.
So when you get four events, like we just had quarterfinals,
mm-hmm.
the muscle up, handstand push up, toe to bar, rope climb event, mm-hmm. it makes sense to move that camera around.
Agreed.
Right. No gym has all those in a 10-foot box that you can do all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But a row snatch box step up, you could set up a floor plan that made sense to get a great angle on all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they should look at each individual event and decide whether stationary or mobile is appropriate.
Yeah, I would agree to that. I just like clear, I like expectations laid out very clearly.
Right. Well, and like in the rope climb one, like make sure you get them touching at the top of the rope mm-hmm. every time.
Yeah.
Or
they actually said above the tape.
Yeah. But if you're going to let them move it, then say what they need in the shot as they're moving.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I am doing a comp this weekend, but it is not
age group semis.
It is not age group semis, but I am doing a comp.
It is an age group one.
They keep using me for my old age.
Well, did you see this guy?
Oh,
this guy's doing age group semis.
He did. Yeah, I saw him. He got in
with penalties. He went from 203 to 187.
I did notice that.
Nice.
Got himself in that top 200. So yeah, what comp are you doing?
It's at Friendship. It's the Generations. So it's teams of three. So you have to have three people on born in different decades.
All female?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
You have to tell me the names later.
And okay. When are you going?
Saturday, I don't know, Saturday afternoon.
Is it like a waterfall style or
Cannonball thing? Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, they usually do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank goodness, because otherwise I'd just peace out. I'd be like, oh, but you go stretch. Gotta go.
We'll see you guys.
Yeah.
Well, I talked to Lynette this morning. I'm gonna go over and take a peek at Rudy. Just so I can see the workouts.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you can see it, you can like analyze everything a little bit better. And that's right there. So I might just keep going and pop in.
Sure.
Just let me know time.
Okay. Yeah. We're going after this, I'm going to go do a walkthrough so we can kind of talk through strategy.
Do they have toes to rings around the world?
No, they don't. Anything
like that?
Okay. No.
Still my favorite moment in your career.
I know. Was what it was.
How you take every movement and turn it into a spinny thing.
I guess I'm just not stable.
Maybe it's the hippie side in you that just has your balance.
Yeah. Yeah.
You said her weight puts her off balance?
I did not. That's you all's fight.
If you want to make it to day six, you better shape up.
You better shape up.
I'm still more fit than you.
Your pair is fit.
Okay. You better watch out. I'm going to release a soundtrack about you. It's going to be 6 minutes Uh-oh. Long. Yes.
Amy's diss track.
And my parents.
You guys kill me.
I know.
Cannonball.
I mean, I literally call and FaceTime him. Like last night, I FaceTime him and be like, listen, what team are you on? Team Kendrick or Team Drake? And then we have to talk through it.
So it's Drake and Kendrick? Or
yeah.
Yes.
How did Kanye get in the middle of this?
Kanye had nothing to do with it. I just brought it up that I was saying that I don't like Kanye and that song on the opener sounds like it. And that brought me to rappers, drama, the beef.
Eminem,
the beef. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if you guys saw my text right before we went live.
Yeah.
Yesterday I talked to Allison Scuds.
Yeah.
Got a little surprised in the middle of the interview.
Yeah.
So where's left Underdogs?
Oh, so where's she at?
So she is with the same coaches as Brent Fikowski.
And Shelby Neal? Like a Shelby Neal?
I don't know.
Okay.
So she has a weightlifting specific coach,
mm-hmm.
but he teams with this. And I don't remember the names. Brent has a programming coach and a weightlifting coach.
Mm-hmm.
Allison went to the weightlifting coach to help her out and then wanted more, but he only does part time. Mm-hmm. So he like sent her to Brent's programming coach. So now she's doing both just like Brent.
Mm-hmm. So did this just happen or is this before?
This has been a couple months now.
Mm. Okay.
But she did not make a post. She yeah. still works out at Camp Rhino. Her yeah. partner is still on the underdog team.
I'm just changed right now.
She explains it all in the interview. She was very gracious to like to talk about it. And I don't think she's ever done that publicly before. So it was really interesting, but it did not was none of that was in my notes because I didn't know it had happened. Yeah. So it was a big pivot mid interview. But she talks about why she made the change, why she picked them. And she has done some training with Brent.
Okay.
And then I asked her like what her degree was in college, and it was biomedical engineering, which then makes sense that her and Brent would have the same like coaches because they have the same mind type.
Yeah. She was a valedictorian of high school.
West Side, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about
it. It'll show up on Instagram somewhere in a couple days.
Yeah.
It's breaking news.
Yeah, it will be from other people.
Well, there will be a reel about it this evening from us. Okay, good. I'm trying to release the reels in order that we've done the interviews. So hers will be out tonight. And then we have a bunch coming up this week.
Yes, I put them all up there.
And I'm going to share my screen real quick just to show. So
third year.
So we start with Amy Hosking tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then we do Max Krieg in the afternoon. And just so you know, the templates, the background thumbnails, the water is West Coast Classic. The mountains are Knoxville. Getting really creative with my thumbnails these days.
Yeah, you are.
Thursday morning, we have Amanda Barnhart, followed immediately by Stacey Laram. And then Jack Rosema, Thursday night. And then Friday at noon, we have Sam Cornwaye. And Monday at noon, Saxon Panchek. And Monday at 1, Callista Lang. And not even up and not even like sent to Amy yet. On Tuesday, we have Caroline Stanley.
Okay. Cool.
I don't remember the time, but I get it set up, I'll send it to you.
Cool.
So pretty busy week this week with our semifinal series. We'll keep doing those right up until the events and try to get as many done as possible.
Nice.
And apparently the Amazon Prime guy came because Walter just lost his mind.
Oh.
Anything going on with you guys this week?
Other than the comp? I'm almost done with school.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. The rest of this week, and then next week is my last week.
Oh,
so it's just busy doing the last end of like closing up the school year kind of stuff.
That's crazy. Because mm-hmm. I was in Pennsylvania this weekend with my mom, and she's like, "Yeah, I only have a couple more weeks, and then we're done."
Yeah, and I moved my daughter back home from her first year of school. Like, she's done for the year, and. It's summertime.
Wow. Crazy.
She's living her summer up already.
She sure is.
And you can fit days 7 through 10 in, Charlie, in the summertime?
At some point. I told you, I'm not letting Corey get this far away from me.
But you better be careful, because when Summer Amy comes out, she is on 2-a-days.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, Dex. What's up?
X, my man. OG squad.
That's right. OG. Yeah. So
we need Dex to hop on and go 4-box and then really go OG squad.
Happy, hippie, hot.
You don't even know it. You don't even
girl
know
girl summer.
Hot, happy, hippie hot. Summer.
Hot, happy, hippie summer.
That's the new hashtag.
It's happening. L-I-V-E-N. No, L-I-V-I-N.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that diss track's going to be rough then, Charlie. She can't even read what's on the screen.
Just call me Grunk. Not Grunk, but Grunk. That's Grunk being drunk.
Hey, let me get moved in and I'll be all down for four square parties.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Have to bring back the Clydesdale After Dark episodes with Dex. Wow, what's funny is going back through these semifinal people, some of these people, this is the third time we've interviewed them for semifinals, right? And I'm not talking the Sam Cornwallis and the Amandas and the Saxons. Those are beyond that. But Arturo and Amy Hosking and Stacey Larum, and it's cool getting to check in with them every year and getting to know them through all this stuff. But we've gone back and looked at old videos of those. And it is crazy how young they and us look, how different we look. Technology looks so bad. The graphics are terrible, but it's a fun look back.
Corey, why would I head to the shower if I'm going back for another workout? No.
He kind of means after the second one, before
after
the second
one, maybe, but I'm not going to do, no.
That's not true. It's a 3 or 4 day break in between.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah. I'm not doing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to work out tomorrow. Why would I shower today?
That's your wife, by the way.
Definitely not going to do your hair.
Definitely not going to do my hair. That is once a month.
Yeah, Corey asked what I have. Jay Birch is throwing out all these parts and things. Did the workouts get leaked? Because I have not seen them.
Charles, he's not wearing any sneakers.
Can't you tell Dex he's in the office today?
Yep.
You know what I can wear in the office? Because I'm a hippie. Flip-flops. Yeah.
Birkenstocks.
I was waiting for the Birkenstocks to show up.
Well,
do you have a pair of Birkenstocks?
Do I? My husband does. You know what? The kids got it for him for Christmas. Not even kidding.
Who's a bigger hippie, you or Scott?
Ooh.
Oh, let's come on. Can you be?
I don't know.
You are.
I think probably me, but I mean, Scott lived more hippie earlier on. He's gone a little more corporate.
Yeah.
You know.
But throw on a good Grateful Dead song and he's right back
sitting by the fire right there. Give him a hacky sack. We are good.
Give him a hacky sack.
Hacky sack.
Oh my gosh. Scott Rudowski, are you kidding me? Back in the day was a hacky sack master.
He's just waiting for that to be the new odd object at the games.
No, he doesn't even care. He's not even motivated to do that part.
So apparently everybody was reading the 2023.
Yeah.
Semifinal workouts, and now they realized that it was last year, not this year.
Whew.
Jay Birch needs to get to summertime too, because he's a teacher as well.
Yeah,
because his detail is off today.
I'm telling you, teachers in May, it's actually, and parents, there's so much happening in May when you have kids in a school district or a teacher, every concert, art show, you know, end of the year stuff. Crazy.
I forgot Dex was out here with us old guys.
He is old. Yeah. But he's still under 40, I think.
Yeah, last I saw him was at MFC. He was competing. 35, 39 at that one.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. It was crazy who all was there. It was a cool eclectic group.
15 days. You can do it. You can do it.
Been waiting since 2014. He was a master's athlete before his time.
Burpees.
Dude hit some rope climbs though. Our boy there can hit some rope climbs.
Yeah.
Get him on some machines and some ropes.
He's got those big wheels he's rolling around on.
With the Jordan 1s on the whole time.
Jordan 1s. Stone Cold shirt.
Yeah. We got a lot of friends. Denise Moore, 65 plus. She'll be competing this week.
Nice.
Got Corey, got Dex. Oh, we broke that workout.
Well, speaking of ropes, I got to go to my
IP kids.
No, we're doing a walkthrough for the comp. So I got to go. There's rope climbs in it. So I got to go head over to the gym.
Not legless, though, right?
No. Gosh. Better not be.
Yeah. They have a tall. Yeah, their ceiling's tall there.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
I actually don't love their ropes because of the way they hang. They're not as stable, but.
And I know you need to go, but like, have you ever tried a nylon rope compared to like.
Yes, I hate them, but that's what we'll be on.
Are they're nylon at Friendship?
Mm-hmm.
Those are awful.
They are. I mean, but it's a much better resourceful, like it's a better quality, but I don't like it as an athlete.
Yeah. Yeah. I know like when I've been up in Michigan with Jamie, her ropes aren't 15 feet. So she has to go to another gym and there's her nylon.
Yeah.
And so it's this like crap. I got to go on nylon. It's not what she's used to. And, soap makes the nylon ropes, I'm certain.
Dove soap.
Oh gosh. And I can't read either.
Gosh. Okay. Well, good luck. I'll let you guys address
the athletes competing this week. We're gonna say goodbye for now. And good luck to Amy, good luck to Corey, good luck to Dex, good luck to Denise, and anybody else in our Masters crew listening in today. We'll catch everybody next time on Clydesdale Media Roundtable. Bye, guys. C4 Energy, Extend, and Cellucor are delivering the most effective, best tasting, and highest quality products for you. Get 20% off when you use the code Clydesdale at checkout. At C4energy.com. That's C4energy.com. And now back to the interview.